Hi, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680. Giants baseball coming up, but what a special weekend it is. And, of course, anytime you talk to Willie McCovey, it's a pleasure, the great Hall of Famer, number 44. But this weekend is the 8th annual Junior Giants Stretch Drive, and it'll take place all weekend long, and we'll be out at the Public House. You can come by, make donations, and a very special gift for people that we're going to talk about. But, Willie, the Stretch Drive was created in your honor to help the Giants Community Fund, which is such a good organization, provide the Junior Giants baseball program for 25,000 or more boys and girls in 90 underserved communities. Willie, and I've talked to you about this for the last few years, you've stepped up to assist the kids through the McCovey Golf Classic, which I'm honored to be part of, and the Junior Giants Willie Mack Award to reward kids for their kindness and leadership. This is very special for you.
Well, that's right, Marty. I am. I feel identified closely with this organization because, you know, I grew up in the inner city, and we didn't have fields to play on when I was growing up in Mobile, Alabama. I didn't have gloves, and I've told you this before. I made my own glove, and so the Giants are doing a great thing. We raise money. They build fields for these kids to play on. And, you know, I had to play in the streets. So I know what it's like to not have a field to play on. So that's why I feel identified with these kids.
Well, I certainly understand that. The other part of this one, Willie, that's very important, and I've seen it. I've talked to some of the coaches. The children gain both baseball skills and life skills and have the chance to apply for scholarships. We've seen that. Awarded the scholarships. They earn rewards for healthy activities. They join a summer reading program and connect with mentors in their community. So it's not just getting the glove and playing the baseball game. It's becoming people in the world. And that, to me, is really important.
Well, that's right. The Giants are ahead of most teams, I think, in that regard, because they raise money and take care of kids, to, like you say, to go to school, get college scholarships. It's not just playing baseball. And, you know, I admire the Giants for doing this.
Let me ask you this, and you and I haven't talked about your high school career and playing ball in high school and then going to school and learning different things. What was high school like in Mobile in those days, and how did baseball impact it?
Well, growing up in Mobile, where I went to high school, we didn't play baseball, only softball. So I grew up playing softball. And believe it or not, Marty, I pitched a lot in softball. I played some first base, too, but I was mostly a pitcher because we played, you know, underhand fastballs, you know, and I was pretty good at that. And so, like I said, we didn't have a baseball team. I had to play baseball away from school, like, you know, on the sand lots.
So how did you do academically? You know, because obviously you were a great athlete. How did you balance learning, as we're talking about reading programs and things like that? How did you balance that with your athletics?
Well, unfortunately, I wasn't a good student, Marty. I hate to say that, but I wasn't. I was mostly sports. All I thought of was playing sports. And I mean, I went to school. I had, you know, smart siblings in my family. My sisters were very smart. So I learned more from them than I learned going to school, really. But I wasn't a great student.
Well, you learn a lot in the game of baseball, and you learn a lot as a young man. Look, come on, how old were you when you started in baseball? You had to learn a lot then.
Well, professionally, I was 17 when the Giants signed me, yeah. So my class had just finished high school when the Giants signed me.
Well, what's important about this program, and Willie, as we talk about, I always enjoy talking with you, it connects with mentors in the community, because you need mentors in life for many kids to show the way. And I always say this on Father's Day, it's not only a father, it's a significant person in the world or in the community that affects people. So in baseball, did you have a mentor in baseball who helped you, just like these kids are getting mentors in the community now?
Well, unfortunately, Marty, I learned most of baseball on my own. I didn't really have anybody that taught me how to hit or feel or what you call it. I just went by watching guys that I admire and more or less copied them, you know. watch Ted Williams hit, watch Stan Musial hit, and I would copy them. And like when I got in sport, in professional sports, I would talk to these guys. So I learned a lot talking to Ted Williams.
Well, that's the mentor. Believe it or not, those are mentors who taught you how to be a major leaguer and how to be successful in the major leagues. So it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Last year, listen to this, the fundraiser brought in over $450,000. I was very glad to be part of it. What's new this year? The Matt Duffy bobblehead. And each year we're grateful to the player who steps up to get involved. So we extend an extra note of thanks to Matt Duffy, who's going to be on the postgame show with me, believe it or not, take some calls. So I want you to think about calling in and talk a little ball with him. But the fans are really excited to get this bobblehead, and we thank Matt for it. And you can get the Matt Duffy bobblehead, Willie, for just a $50 donation. Pretty good.
Right, and it looks very, very good, too. I saw it yesterday, yeah. And, you know, he's my partner this year. Every year we have a player. I think last year it was Matt Bum, and it's Duffy this year. So I appreciate him helping out, too.
Oh, it's beautiful. So for $50, you can do that. Now, here's how you do it. Fans can donate $50 at the community clubhouse at the ballpark, July 8th through the 10th, to get the Duffy bobblehead. Or they can go online now to jrgiants.org. That's jrgiants.org to get any of these higher-level thank you gifts. And these are always fun. $440, you get a baseball signed by Willie McCovey and Matt Duffy. For $1,000, you get a bat signed by Duffy. For $2,500, you get a bat signed by the great number 44, Willie McCovey. For $4,400, a jersey signed by Willie McCovey and Matt Duffy. And for $10,000, you get everything. Plus, you get to sit here like I am, which is always a pleasure, to meet and talk with the great Willie McCovey. So not bad.
That's right. And people are going to like that bobblehead. Like I say, I saw it yesterday, and they really did a good job. So I think Duffy likes it, and I think the people who buy it's going to really like it.
A pleasure. Willie, thanks so much as always, and it's always a privilege, you know that, for me to sit here and talk with you, and for what you bring the class to this organization and the experience as a professional and as a man in the world, it is beyond just words. So it's very important what you do here.
Thank you, Marty. Nice talking to you, too.
All right. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.